Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we want to take a look now at how the Syrian refugee crisis is playing out here in the United States. Secretary of State John Kerry said this weekend that the U.S. wants to do more. It will increase the number of refugees it takes in from around the world to 100,000 in 2017. But where will they go? Michigan is a likely destination, and it's already home to one of the largest communities of Syrians in the United States. And a Syrian American named Rasha Basha is working to resettle as many displaced Syrians as she can in the greater Detroit area. Rasha, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, what do you make of the administration's announcement that it's taking in more refugees? Is it enough?
It's absolutely not. I mean, a Syrian nation is 22 million, and more than half, 12 million, are refugees now. And yet the United States has only resettled 1,500 Syrian refugees since the beginning of the conflict over 4 years ago. The U.S. should commit to resettling at least 100,000 Syrian refugees a year.
Well, if the United States does that, many of the Syrians are likely to come your way. As we said, Michigan has one of the highest populations of Syrian refugees in the country. So, Rasha, tell me, how have you been able to help those people since the crisis began?
I, along with about 40 volunteers, we work together with resettlement agency to start finding suitable homes in the beginning. In most cases, we rent from Syrian and community investors that had been generous with us, giving us homes at discounted rent. We just teamed up with a Syrian organization called Foundation for Justice and Development to co-sign lease on behalf of the family.
Well, about 30 families in the greater Detroit area have been settled. That's about 158 people. Tell me about one family that you've worked with that strikes you as a telling story.
A family, a young couple I resettled a week ago, was a very touching story. He's been in Jordan for 3 years. Back in Syria, he owned a small restaurant stand where he sells shawarma sandwiches. He had to fled to Jordan, escape the bombing. He was caught working, and this is a crime in Jordan. He was forced to get in an army car and give them direction to his house, where his 21-year-old and 4- and 2-year-old daughters lives there. They were forced to refugee camp.
How are they doing in the United States now?
Very, very happy. Very pleasant. Actually, he just started working in one of the things we do with Syrian refugees, help them with finding jobs. And he's been here for only 10 days and already started working yesterday in a shawarma place. And he is very, very happy. His wife is enrolled in ESL classes now. We help her with babysitting and transporting her from him and her to work and school.
Well, let's talk about jobs. The gentleman you're talking about worked in a restaurant. He's now working in a restaurant in the United States using skills he already had. Many of the people who have fled Syria are trained professionals. What kind of work are they able to find when they come to the United States?
This is very challenging for us to find them jobs. I mean, this guy was lucky since his profession does not require the language. It's more challenging with, like, we have attorney, we have a dentist, we have truck drivers, all kind of skilled workers that are very difficult to get them jobs.
You left Syria yourself years ago, and you've been in Michigan now for a couple decades, and you know firsthand how difficult the transition can be. Do you think most families who come as refugees will stay in the country, or is it a stopping over point until things get better, if they get better, in their own country?
I think they will stay. The tragedy in Syria, it's going to take generations to be fixed. It's not going to take a year or two or 10 years. And I think these people are here to stay, to start a new life.
Finally, I want to ask you, when the administration announced it would take more refugees, some people were concerned about security, about vetting so many new arrivals to this country to make sure they weren't affiliated with terrorist groups. Do you think that's a concern as more people potentially settle into your area?
Absolutely not. If you meet these families, you would just see the innocence and their people like you and me, hardworking men, women, and children looking to live in peace and not having to worry about bombs dropping over their heads. Actually, according to a director of the resettlement, one of the resettlement agency I work with, she said, you know, these people, the Syrian refugees, are the most eager out of every community they resettled to get job as soon as they get here and start peaceful life. That's why we encouraged the U.S. to commit to resettling at least 100,000 Syrian refugees a year.
Rasha Basha is a Syrian-American and a volunteer working to help resettle Syrian refugees in the greater Detroit area. Rasha, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you.